Well, good morning. Welcome to Back to the Book broadcast. Thank you for taking time to tune us in today. Trust we can be a blessing and a help to your heart this morning. And trust you'll have a good day in the Lord. This, of course, is the Christmas Eve. And thank God we're getting ready for Christmas time. And thank God for Jesus. God gave us the best that heaven had so we could have eternal life. And I thank God for that today. I don't take my salvation for granted. It comes from the Lord. Salvation is of the Lord. He's the one that sent redemption to a sinful world and made it possible for us to have the life that we have today. And I thank God for this time of year. Thank God for Christmas time. I know it's commercialized. I understand all of that. But I'm telling you, for a child of God, for those that are saved, by the grace of God, it wouldn't matter a bit if none of us got anything from anybody for Christmas, as long as we had Jesus in our hearts. And I thank God now for that today. So it's good to be here, and trust you're making plans to be in God's house this morning. Our service is here at Mountain View, where we're members at. We'll begin at 8:30 this morning, and so you need to hurry up and get there. We'll be having an 8:30 service, and then a no service tonight, and then, of course, on Wednesday at 7. So you come and be with us this morning in the service, and I believe you'd receive a blessing to come to be in the house of God today. It's all about Jesus this morning. It's all about Him. It's nothing we've done, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy has saved us by the washing of regeneration, renewing of the Holy Ghost. I'm glad God sent salvation to those that need it today, and that's everybody in this world. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. And salvation, thank God, is from the Lord this morning. So we appreciate you listening today. Hope it can be a blessing. We're going to dwell on the Christmas story this morning, and that's what it's all about. We're going to read that, and I'm glad also that He didn't stay in the manger. I'm glad He grew up and went to Calvary. That's what He came here to do, is to be sacrificed for the sins of the world, and gave Himself willingly on the cross of Calvary for you and I, that we could enjoy life with the Lord the rest of our days and eternity with Him. Thank God for that. So it's good to be here, and I trust now get up and get ready. Get to the house of God this morning. If there's anything you ought to celebrate, you know, a lot of folks celebrate Christmas. They go down to package store and they get some liquor, get some wine and liquor, and they celebrate for the Lord's birthday. That's an abomination in the sight of God. I'm telling you, those things are not right. They're evil, and they will delude your mind and make you do things you wouldn't want to do. That's not what we celebrate Christmas with. First of all, we go to the house of God. We get with our families and our friends and that are saved, and of course, those that's not saved can learn about the Lord Jesus, and that's what it's all about. Thank God. It's not the drunken parties that's going on. Went on last night, be going on tonight. It's not those drunken parties that celebrates the Lord Jesus. Thank God it's those that gather in God's house and around their family, and thank God for His redemption that comes through Jesus Christ. Well, that didn't cost you a thing in the world this morning. You ought to pour that stuff out anyway. If you're a child of God, you need to do that, and you better do that before you face God. Well, not going to preach on that this morning, but we could. But it's good to be in the house of God again. Have the privilege to be here at 8:30. Meet with us, and we'll worship the Lord together and try to get some precious sinner introduced to the Lord Jesus in these last days. Amen. And so, want to remember those that are sick, those that are suffering, needs help, and needs strength that only God can give today. I want to remember to pray for them, that God would touch you this morning. There's needs in your life. There's physical needs, and then there's those that are listening. They've got spiritual needs, and we trust you'll turn them over to the Lord today. And He said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your soul." And so turn it over to the Lord today. Let God help you with your needs this morning. Father, we bow again in your presence again another time, thanking you for this time of year that we can celebrate the coming and the giving of your gift to this world of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank God he came, as was prophesied, born of a virgin, born in a manger in Bethlehem of Judea. Thank God for that this morning. Rejoice in that fact today that we do have a Redeemer that came into this world. Thank you for his ultimate sacrifice on the cross of Calvary for every hell-bound sinner in this world, paid the sin debt. Thank God. Help us to accept that and remember what this is all about this morning. Have your will and way, Father. Bless the services at where they're meeting together this morning to worship the Lord. Worship you. I pray, God, meet with your people. Save some precious soul today that's nearest to hell, I pray. Oh, God, bring conviction upon the lives of those that's wandering out there in darkness, and they have not seen the light of day in the Lord Jesus, I pray. Awaken in them a hunger and a thirst for the Lord Jesus. Have your way, Father. Everything you do for us, we'll honor you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. We're going to have some songs this morning. Hope it will be a blessing to your heart today and be an uplift to your life this morning. You listen as they sing. Amen. I tell you, love him this morning. Thank God for Jesus today. Appreciate the songs today. And I want to turn to the book of Luke chapter 1 this morning. And we're going to talk about and read about the Christmas story today. Now, you say, I've heard that before. I'm going to hear it again. Amen. It's always good news. And it's always fresh. Now, the Spirit of God makes it fresh to us every time that we read it. Luke chapter 1 and verse 26, and in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God into a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her heart in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. He shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she also hath conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. Now, Mary had received from the Lord, from the angel of God, instructions concerning she's going to have a son. And even though she'd never been with man, the Holy Ghost overshadowing her and implanting in her womb the Son of God. Amen. Then she makes a trip. The Bible said, and Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste into a city of Judah, and entered into the house of Zacharias and saluted Elizabeth. And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. And she spake out with a loud voice, and said, Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And whence is this to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For lo, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in mine ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. And blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. And then Mary said, My soul doth magnify the Lord, and thy spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior, for hath regarded the low estate of his handmaid. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed, for he that is mighty hath done to me great things, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation. He hath showed strength with his arms, he hath scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He hath put down the mighty from their seats and exalted them of low degree. He hath filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he hath sent empty away. He hath helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy. And he spake to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his seed forever. And Mary abode with her about 3 months and returned to her own house. The Bible said in chapter 2 of Luke, And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which has come to pass, and they said, Let us see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and all and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things which they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. Oh, that's the story there about the conception and the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. And of course, we see the shepherds came and giving honor to the Lord Jesus and praises unto God for what the Lord had done for them. Then we go over 2 years later. I know that we see the shepherds and then we see the wise men, but they weren't there at the birth. They came 2 years later. As the Bible said in Matthew chapter 1, when they were departing, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, "Arise, take the young child." Oh, listen. Now, the Bible said in verses 1, "Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, 'Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him.' When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, 'In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah? For out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel.' Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, 'Go and search diligently for the young child. And when you have found him, bring me word again that I may come and worship him also.'" And he had no intention of doing that. We know that today. "And when they heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. When they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. When they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way." Oh, my friend, then the Bible said, "When Herod saw that he was mocked of the wise men, and was exceeding wroth, and sent forth, and slew all the children, killed them that were in Bethlehem, and all the coasts thereof, from 2 years old and under, according to the time which you had diligently inquired of the wise men. Then was fulfilled that which was spoken by Jeremiah the prophet, saying, 'In Ramah there was a voice heard, lamentation and weeping, and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children, and would not be comforted because they are not.'" Oh, my friend, listen, we've got the full story of the Lord Jesus Christ there today. I want to ask you a question this morning. Have you accepted him as your Savior and as your Lord today? Jesus came to this world not to live as a babe for those years, but to grow up and go through the things and all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. The only person that's lived in this world without sin is the Lord Jesus Christ. He was sinless. Peter spoke about the Lord Jesus, said he was without guile. There was not guile found in his mouth. And my friend, Jesus came and lived and suffered and died for the sins of this world. I want to ask you a question this morning. What was this Christmas mean to you today? Does it mean that Jesus came to die on the cross of Calvary? Does it mean that Jesus came that you might have life and have it more abundantly? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Jesus came to do that today. Amen. And so Jesus, of course, came to do that. And he suffered and bled and died on the cross of Calvary. He's no longer in the manger today. He's not there today. But thank God he's in heaven awaiting us to get there and to come back and get us. Amen. Thank God he's making intercession for us there in the heavenlies this morning, because Jesus came to fulfill a job. Now, when Jesus came to the end of his life in this world here as he knew it, what did Jesus say? Jesus said, "It is finished." He came to do the job that he came to do. And brother, he finished that job. He fulfilled the demands of a holy God for sin to be paid for by the death of the perpetrator. And brother, Jesus became the one and took upon himself, my friend, our sins, that we might have life and have it more abundantly. He paid that sin debt on Calvary's cross, that you and I might have the life that we have today. So he's no longer in that cradle this morning. He hung on that old rugged cross. He bled and suffered and shed all of his life's blood that we might have life today. And one day, thank God, because of that sacrifice and because we have believed and accepted what he did on the cross of Calvary, we've repented of our sins and we've asked him to save us by his wonderful grace. And he came into our hearts and abides within us today, and we're expecting one day for the Lord Jesus to come back when he shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with a trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive remain shall be caught together with him in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. He's coming back, my friend. He's coming back one day real soon, and to get us that are saved by the grace of God. But in the meantime, we're celebrating the birth of the Lord Jesus in this world from a virgin womb. He came here to sacrifice himself. I praise God for that this morning. Yes, sir. That's exactly the truth of what Jesus did. He was born of a virgin. Joseph was not his father. The Holy Ghost and God was his father, implanted in the womb of the Virgin Mary to be born, my friend, in this world, that we might be redeemed by the grace of God. Listen, my friend, accept him as Savior, accept him as Lord, and he'll save you this morning. God bless you is our prayer until next Sunday. Amen. Amen.